Hello, and welcome to a special edition of the GameSlave podcast. This is Proteus. Today, we are happy to present our interview with Todd Haberkorn, recorded at NDK 2013. Enjoy!
So, welcome back to NDK.
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, I think it's my third go here.
The last time you were here, I caught the tail end of your little videos that you do for...
Yeah.
I had to go online and watch those. Those are awesome.
We had a good time doing it. It had a lot of work.
Yeah.
People were like, are you going to do more? I'm like, no. No, we're done.
The last
now we just combine
intense.
Our efforts. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Just doing our thing. They're all ready for us. They're like, oh, you guys are supposed to... Like, they were coming by my room. They're like... Time to wrap. You gotta go. No, not yet. Some people are leaving. Are leaving tomorrow.
Are you leaving today or tomorrow?
I leave today. I have to go record at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
So oh wow! You I'll be break it all.
Yeah. Oh, am I going to this con? April 11th through 13th. Why is that con familiar? Oh, I am going to that con. April 11th. Yeah, I'll be there. Am I going to be at Otakon Vegas? I don't know. I'll figure it out. I forget. But the one time there was a con I didn't know I was going to until I saw a flyer on the ground, and I go, oh, I'm going to that con because I was on there. But yeah. Anyway.
Nice.
When you go to a lot of cons, they probably start to blur together just a little
bit. They totally do. Yeah. And sometimes people are like, you don't remember me? I go, I've met 500,000 people since then. I'm sorry. I wish I had the RAM in my head to remember everybody.
It'd be nice to be able to upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
Once in a while.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
If you find out, let us know.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
All right. So, since we've already kind of started informally.
Yeah.
Can you talk about what you're recording on Saturday, or is that still hush-hush?
Tomorrow I'm recording Tenkai Nights. So it's a new cartoon that's begun airing Saturday mornings, right around the Pokemon time slot. And so the toy line is coming out, I believe, in October or November. So they're going to send out the toys and I play a character named Ceylon Jones. He's the blue-haired guy, and Johnny and Bosch is the red-haired guy, and we team up with, I believe it's Bryce Papenbrook, and who is the other person? There's one more person that it's like a team of four. So it starts off with Johnny and I, and then we get these other two guys to come on, and then we fight the bad guys.
Cool.
Check it out.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, how long have you been in voice acting?
Voice acting I've been doing for about 7 years now. I've been acting just in general in the industry since for about over 20. So it's been a long time.
Cool. Where'd you get your first break?
Well, I began doing theater professionally when I was a little kid, and I started at a theater company in Houston, and from there I just kind of kept going, and I trained for it in school, and I majored in theater in college, and at the same time I was working for theater companies and doing films and things like that, and just kind of stuck with it and realized it was what I loved doing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is there anybody in either theater or film that kind of influenced you and you kind of take on now?
Sure, yeah. Gary Oldman and Al Pacino, and I watched a lot of their films, and I was very impressed with you know, how they worked with their craft, and I was like, man, I want to be like that one day. And so I trained and trained and got experience and did everything I could. And I've done every kind of performance thing you can imagine, from something that has a budget of $100 all the way up to, a couple $1 million. So, I mean, I've been able to see a lot of variants in productions, and I've just been very fortunate.
Cool. When you're in the booth, we know it's pretty much a solo thing. Do you ever wish you could actually be working with other actors at the same time while you're recording your lines?
I do. I get to do, when I work on shows, on other cartoons, prelay cartoons and such, I get to work with all the other actors, and that's fun. It's actually, it is more fun. More fun is the wrong kind of, more fun's not the right word, but it is, because you're with other people. When you're by yourself, it's a very solitary booth experience, even though there's an engineer and director there. Obviously, that's that's the standard that we'll work with, and I like doing it. But working with a full cast at the same time is really fun too.
Do you find that it goes faster, or does it take more time with more people?
They're different beasts, so it's just, and also depends on the length of the script and how many lines you have in the script. So there's really no way to tell for sure. Yeah.
We know that you have a production company out of the office productions.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do with that?
We do right now. We shoot a lot of promos. So we do promo commercials for companies that hire us. We do short films. There's no time to do a feature. Features take so much time. But we do a lot of different things. Let's see, what else do we do? We do audio projects, audio design projects. I just did the complete sound design and voice production for a marionette version of The Little Mermaid, and so we did that, and it was singing and lots of different actors and sound design things with ships and the sea and underwater worlds, and we just finished that, so it's going on its tour through the Southwest right now.
Sounds like a huge undertaking.
Oh, I got sick doing it because I was like, golly, it's taking a lot of time. Mm-hmm. I was having to stay up long nights and record during the day on other things. So that was hard.
That'd be a lot of strain on your voice, too.
This one, I was more producing than being involved in it. I had other actors that I hired, and my other crew members were helping with that and such. So it was still a lot, though.
Since you've seen both sides of the coin, what do you prefer doing? Do you prefer doing the voice acting or the directing/producing part of it?
The voice acting. That's fun. Producing is fun. It's very stressful. There's a lot of moving parts with production. But I love being on the mic.
Do you guys have any questions you want to ask before I move on and down the list?
Just keep going.
Okay. If you hadn't ended up in film, what do you think you'd be doing for a living?
Gosh, maybe focused more on music, maybe? I don't know.
This is asking, how would you live if we cut off both of your arms?
maybe not music, then.
I don't know, that's how I see that question. Just like,
yeah.
You seem so focused on it, it's like, I can't imagine.
Yeah, no, I've been doing it for so long. And I've just done so many different aspects of it. I really can't imagine doing anything else. So I guess, yeah, it would be music, focusing more fully on music.
Okay. Are there any games that you're playing or anime that you're watching when you have a very few spare time?
I'll play Black Ops 2 with my buddies on Xbox Live. We'll get together and do zombie mode. Or right now, Splinter Cell, the new Splinter Cell game. And so, but yeah, very, very few times I'm able to do that.
Good stress reliever, though.
Yeah, when there's time.
Do you have a favorite character that you've done?
Natsu from Fairy Tail.
Natsu?
Yeah, lots of fun. Done a lot of episodes of it. We've got about 70 more to do.
Oh, man.
So we're working on it.
You don't get motion sick like he does, do you?
Not regularly. I do on, like, those rides where you're in the cart that moves, but really you're not moving. The screen is just showing the different images because your brain's thinking, like, oh, we're moving, but your body's like, not really. So
yeah.
Those two worlds collide.
Okay.
Yeah.
He has some finger emotions like this.
Yeah.
Speaking of Natsu, since he's such a big character as an actor, it must have been really nice to get that job call.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have to do like a double take or something when you got that?
I did. There was a pause. I remember where I was in Austin, Texas at a pizza parlor having dinner because I was there to shoot a movie. And I was taking a break on having dinner. And I got the call from Tyler. And I just kind of sat there for a minute and was like, wow, this is happening. This is about to happen. This is the character I wanted, and we're doing it. And so it was really fantastic to get that call.
What's been your best experience or fondest time while you've been recording?
One recently was when I was recording the Tales of Exilia game, coming into the booth and realizing that, because earlier the director joked around that she wanted to hear me read Fifty Shades of Grey and my character's voice, this old man's voice. He's this very kind of like Alfred character, this older, smooth voice guy. And so I came in, and the script, it wasn't the script called up on the iPad, but it was a chapter from 50 Shades of Grey, and I went right into it and read it. So somewhere out there, my character's voice is reading a chapter of that book, and it was in Tion's. So, yeah, that was fun.
Is there any charity work that you're currently doing or that you'd like to try and do when you have the ability, when you have the time?
Our fan club, TeamHabercorn.com, Team Habercorn supports the Acadiana Humane Society, which is a no-kill animal shelter in Louisiana. We also support St. Jude's. We are transitioning right now and doing some changes to the website and also how we offer content to the fans. And so we had a yearly membership that we did with the fan club, and we're transitioning to all free play membership. And so we're going to take portions of our sales from our store and give those to the charities that we support.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you offer at the store?
We've shirts, bags, keychains, magnets. We've got podcasts, ringtones. Gosh, what else do we have in there? We've got a ton of new shirts coming. All original designs, and the fans themselves have submitted artwork that if there's one that we really like, we put it on a shirt. We've got hoodies, etc. So we've got lots of stuff coming.
That's cool.
Or lots of stuff there and more stuff coming. So, yeah.
How long has your fan club been around?
This month, we just celebrated our... would this be our... second or third year, one of those. But yeah, it was this month actually.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I wish there's, you know, there's just not enough time in the day to really do everything I want to do with it, because there's so many ideas that I want to try. So slowly but surely. Yeah.
Okay, so I know you work with Funimation a lot. Do you also work with the other anime studios, or is that Funimation your primary one?
I work a lot with Bang Zoom and Studiopolis on anime for Naruto and Bleach and things like that. Those are the main ones. I've gone to New York to do Pokemon a little bit here and there, so it's fun just to, you know, we all know each other. Everybody's a big network of people that just know each other.
So what we've heard all weekend is it's who you know. It's networking is all it is.
There's a lot of that. It's a lot of ingredients. There's no formula.
Yeah.
I'm out of questions on the list, and I need to make them up.
Okay, so what, when you got the part of Natsu, what pieces did you take to make him? Because he's such a...
I looked at what the show is about and the character description, and I saw some of him in action in the Japanese, original Japanese version. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well... But let's see, this is how he is. These are his powers, and this is how he reacts to situations. So I guess this is how he would sound. And so then I just applied that in the booth and hoped for the best. Yeah.
His powers is awesome.
Oh, I love it. I hate that I missed the movie.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been there to see the movie, because I haven't seen it yet.
It was actually pretty good. I was able to sit down on that.
Okay, good. I'm glad you shot it. I've seen the first 20 minutes, and that's about it. But yeah, I'd love to check the movie out.
I hope to catch it.
Yeah.
I had other things going on at that time as well. So.
I think the official release is, what, November for it?
Is it? Okay.
I think.
Okay. It's good to know.
Christmas time.
Yeah.
I'll probably.
Well, and for Christmas time, you know. I'm sure Chris is going to have it on his list of please buy for Christmas. Probably.
I'll try to snag a copy from home base here shortly.
Yeah. Any questions?
Are there any upcoming projects that you can talk about that you're excited about?
Not a whole lot I can talk about. I mean, Tenkai Nights on Saturday mornings is a big one. Tales of Exilia, the game that just came out. Final Fantasy, the new Final Fantasy. What else can I talk about? Oh, Kick Beat for the Vita, for the PS Vita and PlayStation 3 just came out. It's a rhythm game, but instead of like, it's like Guitar Hero, but instead of playing the guitar as the beats come down, you fight on the beat of the music.
So you use the PlayStation Move controller?
I guess the Move will do it, but I just got it for the Vita. The company sent me a copy, so I'm going to try it out here and see what happens.
The game that you were previously, Tales of, what was
Exilia?
It? What platform is it?
PS3.
PS3.
Yeah. I just got they just sent me my collector's edition box. It's a huge box with a figure in it, a collector's item book, and all this kind of stuff. Sitting in my car, actually, I need to take that in.
Since I'm not as big a gamer as he is, what is that game about?
It's an RPG.
Okay.
And so, there have been a ton of Tales games, so it's just the next game in that line.
All right.
But yeah, looks fun.
Cool. I'll have to check it out.
I was going to say, how do you like doing, like, video game voiceover versus, like, anime voiceover?
They're all a little bit different. I just like it all. Happy to do it all. The war games are the ones that really take a toll, and those are a lot of yelling in those games. Anime is difficult because you have to match the flaps, you have to match something that's already there. With video games, it's not been built yet, so you're just kind of creating what you think is, you know, what you think is best. You have to match timing if it's a Japanese video game that we're dubbing into English. So you have to, like, if the Japanese phrasing is 3 seconds long, you have to make sure that your English phrasing is 3 seconds or under. So, yeah.
That could be difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I was going to ask, what was your first, like, anime role that you did?
I did a small role in Peach Girl. And so, and then I did that. I did a small role in Black Cat, and then I got my lead role in Suzuka. And so it was kind of just went boop, 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 and took off from there, luckily.
That is really hard to find right now, Suzuka.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I mean, it's a fun one. I sign it a lot. A lot of people still bring it, so it's cool.
I've been wanting to find it and watch it, but I can't.
We have half of it.
Well, I want the other half.
Yeah, no, it's been a fun ride. It continues.
Downside of collecting anime right before the big boom is like, okay, I'm half done, and the company's out of business.
Okay, all right. That's not fun.
Oh, well, we persevered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's been a great ride. I'm actually getting ready to go sign autographs here. And I had just a minute, so, but it's been great. The fans are awesome at the shows, and I'm glad they watch them.
Have you been enjoying your time here at NDK?
Yeah. Someone was at a panel yesterday, asked me if I got to go see anything out and about, and some cons are not really the time for that, because you kind of come for the event, you're kind of at the hotel the whole time, and then when you're not doing a panel, you're recovering from doing panels, and so there's not a whole lot of time to go out and about.
In all fairness, this weekend wasn't the best one to be out and about in Colorado.
True, yeah. Yeah. I think I snuck away to go get a new piece of luggage because mine broke, and then dinner one night. So I get to see a little bit.
Was it at Casa Bonita?
No, that was last time. This was at Del Frisco's this time.
So okay.
This great steak place that's down the way, about a mile and a half. But I've had a great time.
Good to hear.
What's been your favorite part of NDK?
That's very well run. NDK is a really very, very well organized convention. Everyone's very respectful and full of fun. It's awesome. That green room's legendary.
Yeah.
But it's been great. I just was up there with breakfast. I was about to go finish packing, and then it's like, geek, 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 knock on the door. And I said, so I'm sorry, I showed up late to the interviews here. I didn't know what was happening today. Sorry.
No worries. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, no,
you're doing us a favor.
Hey, no, thanks for having me. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, I think Matt's getting ready to tell us we're about at time.
Yeah, I think you can have one last question or two. Do
you have anything else you'd like to add?
I don't. I appreciate your voice actor. You voice a lot of my favorite characters.
Oh, well, that's so good to hear. Thank you. I'm happy to do it. I hope they let me keep going.
Well, we'll go ahead and wrap up then. This has been Chris Assimilator McLaren.
Care Bear.
Oh, you're waiting for the Zelda Queen.
Interviewing
Todd Habercorn.
Okay. Game on.